Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported there are only 31 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases with two active outbreaks in Sudbury and two more in Espanola. PHSD reported that 15,948 total accumulated cases have occurred in the Sudbury jurisdiction since the pandemic began. PHSD also reported that 15,864 of those cases have been resolved in the same time period. PHSD said this means there are currently 84 known active cases in the health unit area. These numbers are for the past 2 days, since PHSD does not report statistics on Tuesdays. No deaths have occurred in recent days. Note: the accuracy of new cases and known cases cannot be confirmed each day because COVID-19 testing is no longer being done for all suspected cases that occur in the community. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. With respect to the possible locations of the newly reported cases, PHSD said 27 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 2 new cases were assigned to the Rural Sudbury District and 2 new cases for the Manitoulin District. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 5,545 total cases, an increase of 6 cases. The next highest number was 4,223 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 10. There were also 2,717 cases for the 19 and under age group, no increase. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 2,334 cases total, an increase of 13. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 1,120 cases, an increase of 2 cases. In the not specified category, there were 9 cases, no change. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 434,317 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 325 since testing was last carried out and reported on Monday. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 81.9% of all people in the PHSD area. The Sudbury Health Unit has reported a declining number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. There are 4 active COVID outbreaks as of June 8 through the Sudbury Health District. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 39 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, the hospital website reported Wednesday. This includes 2 COVID patients in the intensive care unit. There were 36 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None were in the ICU. HSN also said there is currently 2 active outbreaks at the hospital, one on the 5th floor South Tower as of June 6, and one on the 8th floor North Tower as of May 31 on the provincial COVID-19 roster today. The Ontario Government Daily website reported 1,013 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. The province also reported 114 COVID patients are in intensive care units across Ontario. Also today, the province reported 7 new COVID-19 deaths.